trying to influence legislation here, and we don't want to find ourselves or this entire effort sullied by that kind of an arrangement. So to further empower this growing group of people, we'll want to put ourselves now in the situation of providing the meeting venue for you. We can set up the Zoom meetings. If you decide to gather funds to hire counsel, we can have an account to receive those funds, disperse them at your direction, and assist you in any way we can. We believe it's the strongest way to empower you to move forward on this. To be sure, Hudson board members can and will be participants in the group, but they're not participating in their role as a board member. They're participating in their role perhaps as an STR or a short-term lodging operator. Just a couple other brief things. When these meetings are held under the auspices of the HDC, by state law, they must be public open meetings. When they are held by your group, they do not need to be open meetings. They do not need to be public meetings. So you would be able to structure these meetings by your invitation to participants only. Importantly, we have been announcing these meetings not only on the HDC's website, but heretofore have always also been announced on the city's website. Within the hour, we got a notice from the city clerk that at the request of Council President DiPietro, he asks them not to place these meeting announcements on the city's website any longer. He indicated this was clogging up their calendar. So since we received that notice, I've reached out first to Gossips and asked if they will regularly post these meetings there. So you can find them there. They will be on the HDC website, and they will be also always noticed on the new Hutchins Short-Term Rental Group site, which is a private group, not a public group. Any questions on that? Meeting announcements or how we're going forward on that? Finally, after last week's meeting, I met with Monica Byrne. Monica and I have worked on a couple other projects together, and asked if in this new formulation of the group, if she would be willing to pick up the ball and run with it, form a team that'll help her run with it, to further emphasize the private, non-HDC aspect of your work. Not only did she agree, she ran with it right away. We've been in regular contact. She's been in contact with many of you. And just before the meeting, she indicated she's formulated a team to work on this. So without further discussion from me, I'm going to ask Monica to take over. And let's get our concerns and thoughts and how we're moving forward underway. Monica, thanks for taking this on.
It's my pleasure. First of all, Bob and Branda, thanks so much for taking the initiative and bringing this really far-reaching, diverse group together to have a really important conversation on this topic that absolutely will have an impact on Hudson no matter where you fall in the array of points of view, given what's at stake.